This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. This podcast is sponsored by Alcon. Our guest, Dr. Levens, was compensated by Alcon for his participation, and our guest, Dr. Bauman, is an employee of Alcon. Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. This episode is the second of a three-part series on Precision One one-day contact lenses from Alcon. Each episode in this series focuses on a different aspect of these lenses, including a look at the ideal patients for Precision One, the surface technology underlying these lenses, and the clinical data supporting them. Today, we're talking about smart surface technology and the other Precision One lens innovations. Joining me are Dr. Christopher Levens, an expert in contact lens surface technology from Memphis, Tennessee, and Dr. Eric Bauman from Alcon, one of the main developers in Precision One surface technology. Chris and Eric, welcome to the show. How are you gentlemen doing today?
I'm doing great, Daryl. It is excellent to talk to you again.
Thank you. Hello to both of you.
Chris, man, it's great to hear from you. And Eric, thanks dearly for calling into the show today. So I'm super excited today because I really want to go into depth into the science of contact lenses. Chris, are Precision One lenses a silicone hydrogel lens or something else?
It's a great question, Daryl. Precision One lenses are essentially a silicone hydrogel material pretty much at their core. And as ECPs, we know silicone hydrogel materials are great for contact lenses. They deliver oxygen transmissibility and excellent optics. But with this lens, over the core is smart surface technology. That's a permanent surface layer, similar to, and actually it's inspired by, the surface technology of Daily's Total One lenses.
Oh, that's pretty awesome, Chris. Eric, can you talk a little bit about the development of Precision One? What did Alcon set out to accomplish with this lens?
Absolutely, and I really like the way you put that. What did we set out to accomplish? You know, with everything, our big picture goal is always twofold. Number one, to improve vision outcomes for patients and to be a worthwhile partner for eye care professionals. What that means for Precision One really is that we wanted to develop a daily disposable lens offering excellent vision, comfort, and for sure easy handling at insertion and removal. That is great lenses for almost any daily disposable wearer, but which were designed specifically for new wearers to start in and stay in.
So Eric, I'm curious, how does the smart surface technology of Precision One differ from the water gradient of Daily's Total One lenses? I know Chris said a moment ago that they are similar, but both are from Alcon and both use a high water content surface technology.
Great question, Daryl. With the water gradient surface of Daily's Total One, there's a gradual transition from a silicone hydrogel lens core to a very high water content surface gel. Specifically, Daily's Total One are 33% water near the lens core and gradually increasing to nearly 100% water at the outer surface.
Whoa, Eric, so are you saying it sounds like a moisture cushion where the lens and the eye touch?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Chris. And with Daily's Total One, it's a thick, soft cushion. In Precision One, smart surface is a thin layer. The lens core is 51% water, and the surface is over 80% water, and there is no gradual water transition or gradient. Instead, it's a step up in water content from the core to the surface.
Chris, you know, I'm curious, what do these differences mean in a clinical practice?
So as you know, Daryl, when it comes to picking the right contacts for patients, you have to think about their needs, their motivations. And what we've discussed already is Daily's Total One and Precision One surface technologies are similar. So the way we approach this is Daily's Total One are for our wearers who want the ultimate contact lens wearing experience. And Precision One are great for new wearers and those patients who we see every day who are switching into daily disposable contacts. So they could be moving from two-week frequent replacement or monthly replacement lenses. I've used both of these lenses, Daily's Total One and Precision One lenses, with patients, And I think this water surface technology is fascinating for each of these products. And I'd love to hear from Eric how he could explain how in the world these are permanently grafted to the surface layer onto the core of these lenses.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. When I look at our scientists and engineers who invented this precision one with smart surface technology, what they did is they invented a proprietary liquid bath that it slightly expands the lens material. So the lens in the bath expands just enough to create small, little shallow pores in the lens surface. The water-attracting polymers penetrate into these pores, and they lock into place. When we take the lens out of the bath, the lens shrinks back down and locks them in. It's a permanent, micro-thin layer of moisture at the lens surface.
That's interesting. Now, is that how Daily's Total One lenses are made as well?
Not exactly. The water gradient technology requires a different process. Precision One lenses were inspired by Daily's Total One technology, but they are quite distinct. The core lens material of Precision One, which is Verofilcon A, is a completely new silicone hydrogel material developed just for Precision One. And it has a decay of over T of 100 at -3 diopters. And we use a dedicated manufacturing system called Agilient with environmentally friendly recyclable plastic molds and water-based, rather than solvent-based, extraction techniques. This helps reduce chemical waste.
I gotta tell you, guys, that one of the things that makes me super excited about Precision One is that they also feature Class 1 UV blocking, which is the highest level of UV blocking available for contact lenses.
That's absolutely right, Chris.
Yeah, I love that as well, Chris. Eric, can you talk a little bit more about that smart surface technology?
Sure. What would you like to know?
Yeah, so what I really want to know is, can you elaborate on how Alcon tests and evaluates a technology of this kind? Because it's pretty spectacular.
Yes, absolutely. We actually assess smart surface technology via in vitro testing. That means in the laboratory using Alcon's Daily's Total One and several leading daily disposable competitor lenses using a system called EyeDrop. Unworn lenses are immersed in a phosphate-buffered saline solution. Then they're removed from the solution, and we use a camera to observe how long the moisture on the surface lasts before it evaporates, and then the lens surface dewets. This in vitro method is used to demonstrate the inherent surface-wetting properties of the unworn lens material, but it is not a clinical performance measurement directly.
And did Precision One have the best results?
Actually, Daryl, no, it didn't. There was one lens that tested better than Precision One.
Get out of here, Eric. Which one?
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. Wouldn't you know, it's Daily's Total One, which had the best results with 39 seconds of lasting moisture stability. But Precision One was the next best with 30 seconds. We'll make the graph of this in vitro data available on the website for this podcast so your listeners can see for themselves.
I can't say I'm surprised to hear about the performance of Daily's Total One. And Eric, I have to assume that if Alcon's premium lens was the only lens that outperformed Precision One, I can't imagine you'd be too upset with that.
No, not really, but thank you very much. We're super pleased with the in vitro results demonstrated by both lenses. And behind Daily's Total One and Precision One, each of the leading daily disposable competitor lenses showed lasting lens comfort surface moisture stability ranging from 5 to 12 seconds. That's compared to 30 and 39 seconds, so quite a difference.
It really is. The data, the lab data, is compelling to me. We use so many leading lenses in practice, but data like this really makes me stop, pause, and consider what I should be doing tomorrow. There was another clinical study that I came across, I believe it was released last year, regarding Precision One, that noted these lenses offer precise vision in addition to dependable comfort and easily handling. It's really, really impressive data. And I believe that Kathy Dumbledon is going to review it in one of the next podcasts in this same series.
You got it, Chris. That's right. We can't wait to hear from Dr. Dumbledon on the these results.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that myself. Chris, you mentioned earlier that you have a few patients in Precision One lenses. Any feedback in regards to fitting those patients?
Sure thing. Well, I've worn them myself. But I got to tell you, not only in my experience and my fits in practice, but my very first fit is one that I'll never forget. I actually fit it on my 21-year-old daughter. She's always on the go. She's a full-time college student and is employed as well, with really, really long days, really early, really late nights. So she really demands a lot out of her contact lenses. And up until the day I fit her, she was uncomfortable in almost every single disposable lens that I tried on her. So I was super excited when I read the data about Precision One and I tried it. And she raves every time I see her about how comfortable these are. She's told all her friends and coworkers and teachers and students. She loves her vision. She says these lenses are super easy to handle. And so she's stoked. And I got to tell you, she's pretty honest with me. So if she was not excited, she would tell me that stuff too.
That sounds like my wife. But tell me this, Chris. You know, one thing that all of us eye care professionals really need to know is, what is the parameter range for Precision One lenses?
It's really impressive, Daryl. It goes all the way from minus 12 all the way up to plus 8 diopters.
Wow. That's great. You know, thank you very much for both of you joining me today. We learned that Precision One one-day contact lenses were designed to address the needs and expectation of new wearers and those new to daily disposables. They combine a new lens material with an innovative surface technology and next-generation manufacturing process. I'd like to remind our listeners that this podcast is one of a 3 series on Precision One lenses. The others examine how Precision One lenses can help address some of the challenges that face new wearers and dive deeply into clinical trial data. Thanks for listening. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover, and I look forward to hanging out with you guys on the next episode of the Defocus Media Podcast. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.